sort of the date the tour in, Robert Lee Goldberg.
Good morning. Reuven goes into a shop and he says, remember 2 weeks ago I bought a box of chocolates for £10. I paid you for it and I left it in the shop and I said I'm coming back for it soon. Well, I've come back. Please could I have it? And the shopkeeper says, I remember someone coming in. I don't remember it being you. And I don't remember what the £10 was for. I remember it was £10. Do you have a receipt? So the guy says, no, I was offered a receipt. I said, no, you know, save the planet and all that. So I didn't take a receipt. So the moicher, the shopkeeper, says, I'm not sure whether I can believe you or not. What happens if somebody else comes and claims he's the one who paid £10 for something? And maybe it'll be more than one person. So who's right? Do we believe the lekeach and the moicher has to give it up? Or do we say the moicher's right? If the lekeach's got no proof that he was the lekeach, how can he be moitzi the item from the shop? So, with all reasons at the time, whatever. Is it Hamotz and Chavarai or not? That's the question. So there's a Rama in Simon Reish Chof Beis who says a similar Shaila in the name of the Hagos Maimoni. The Hagos Maimoni is in Hilchos Ishus. We'll see soon why. And he says as follows. This is the words of the Rama. Yesh Misha Kosav, some say, Ha'oimeh, Sodem Mocharti. A seller says, I sold a field. Ve'eni Yedeh Lemi. I don't remember who it's to. I don't remember who the buyer is. A person comes along and says, Ani alikeach, I was the one who bought it. Neman, the likeach is believed. He can take over the field. The Ramah doesn't say a reason. However, like I heard from Rosh Westheim many times, always look up the source, because if you look up the source, it always enlightens. And Taka, if you look at the Makar, then the whole thing comes a lot clearer. It comes from the Haggos on the Rambam, which is based on the Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis. The Mishnah says in Kiddushin, Kiddashti Espiti, a father says, I was Makadosh my daughter. A father has the power to arrange Kiddushin for his daughter when she's up to a certain age. Kiddashti Espiti, Ve'en Yideh Mi Kiddashti, I don't remember who to. Might have been some time ago. No, remember, she was playing with her toys at the time. Many years later, who was it that I was Makadosh to? Don't remember. So, he's caused a lot of trouble here, because she's Eishes Ish. And who's the husband? And then, some fella comes along and says, you know what, I was the one. I'm the one who was Makadosh. Says the Mishnah in Kiddushin, Neman. He's believed. He's now the new husband. There's a shaila in the Gemara, whether this is a chashash or vadai, does he give a get, or does it mean he can actually marry her? The Rambam paskens, Omar ho'av, if the father said, Eini yedeh l'mikidashtia, I have no idea who I will mekadesh her to, b'vayach b'amani kishatia, nemon af lichnois. The prospective chosan is believed to take her, the Ein Tzorich Kiddushin Achim doesn't even need any other Kiddushin. There's no chashash whatsoever, we believe him 100%.
Why different to a box of chocolate?
Yes. Good, well, we'll see. Good. Oh, it's all saying good Svara, so I'll just see clear how...
Why isn't she with her husband?
Why? She was a little girl at the time.
You said she was married.
Well, no, since she's married, she doesn't know who to, because she's done Kiddushin. But she was only, in those days it was quite common that they did Kiddushin at a very early stage, and they actually did the Chuppah much, much later, years later. So, the Hagos Maimoni says on this Rambam, the Paskenai Ravasi, that he's completely believed, V'chi Hai Gavna, in a similar case, Diyak B'Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi is Medayak, Im Oma Echod, somebody says, Sodem Mocharti, I've sold the field. Ve'eni Yedea Lemi, I don't remember who the buyer is. And someone says, I'm the one who bought it. Is he believed or not? Veloy Masik, and Yerushalmi doesn't say clearly a conclusion. However, Nira Lariva, the Hagos Maimni says, the Riva holds, the Mehemon, the buyer will be believed. Hoyol v'hamoichem moide sheine shaloi. Since whatever happens, the one who's selling it agrees it's not his. So he's out of the picture. Motzi amalei lemoicha, the lekeach can say to the moicha, lavat moide, do you agree to lavdidochu? It's not yours, whatever happens. Zul shalma, go in peace. You're worried if somebody else will come. Im yavo yechav yachi sheini, if someone will come and contest it, Basadan, he'll bring two witnesses. I'll give it back to him. It's nothing to do with you anymore. It's to do with me and whoever it is who will complain.
If he doesn't remember all that, then he can put it in the client.
Who doesn't remember?
The shopkeeper, I don't remember.
Well, don't remember anything. That's different. Yeah, we'll see more differences soon, but that will be different. But if the shopkeeper says, I remember selling it, but I don't remember to who, so he agrees it's not his. So it's not his business to sort out the arguments later. If somebody claims it's his, the Tainus Vata, and he's a Tainus Shema, so you give it to Lekeach, and the Moich is out of the picture. That's the Hagos Maimonides' Svara. Now, he's not saying the same Svara as Kiddushin. In the case of Kiddushin, when someone says, Kiddash Des Biti, why do we believe the person who comes along? Because the person knows, if he's an imposter, and he's claiming falsely to be the one who is really the chosen, if he's taking a massive risk, because if he's found out later to be an imposter, he's wrecked his whole reputation. Everyone will know, not only has it been over Eish HaSish, but he was Meir's Bonov to come and claim he was her husband, knowing jolly well he wasn't. So therefore, there's a chazoka that people wouldn't do such a thing, and therefore we believe that it's probably true that he's the... He's the man. He's the husband. But the mominous, you don't necessarily have the same perception of reputation. Unfortunately, people think it's not so bad if you found out to be a ganav. So you might say the same time that, you know, if someone comes along and says, "Hey, it's mine. Why did you say it was yours?" "Oh, right. Sorry, you take it." Even though he's mamish a ganav, but people might not be so worried about their reputation in the same way. So we don't have that level of chazaka that a person wouldn't do it. But Hagos Maimonides got a new svara. That the moicha, this is a mominous svara. That the moicha's moida. It's not his. The moicha's moida is not his. So the lekeach can say, listen, I know it's mine. You agree it's not yours. So you're nothing to do with it. I've got it. And if someone comes, it's not shayra moitz mechavel over here because you moida, it's not yours. That's the Hagos Maimonides Svara, and that's what the Ramah means, that the Lekeach will be believed. So even though there might be a different Londus between the case of Kiddushin and the case of Mominus, but the Dinin will turn out to be the same.
Same place if two people come to claim it?
No, if two people come to claim it, then we'll have to judge it differently. It's actually a mission in Kiddushin if two people say, Ani Kiddushdir, what to do. But, not discussing that now, but Enechanama, by moments, if two people come, they'll have to contest it together. But the shopkeeper's not part of it, because he was moida. Whatever happens, it's not his.
He's out of it.
The Sma and the Taz don't argue with the Ramah. They just discuss whether there's a Chiv Shvur or not, which I'm not going into now. So it looks like they agree with the Psak of the Ramah, B'Shem Nagos Maimonides. However, the Shach is very dissatisfied with this psak. The Shach and the Gro, Taina, that if you look in the Magid Mishnah, he brings a Rashba who seems to have a different version of the Yerushalmi. And the version which the Rashba brings is also quoted in the Arzuah and in the Ram, and is also our Girsa. And therefore, the Gon and the Shach are mefakfak on the psak of the Ramah. What's this Magid Mishnah in the name of the Rashba? So, let's look in the Makor. The Magid Mishnah says, on the din of the Gemara in Kiddushin, daf samach gimel of kiddash tes biti, and I don't know who to, and someone comes and says, he's the husband, When he marries her, he doesn't need to do a new kiddush. But Amru b'Yerushalmi, says the Rashba, the Yerushalmi says, Ein lemeide mimenu ledava acher. You can't learn from this another case. Achas misadoisai mocharti. I sold one of my fields, v'ein yedeh lemin, I don't know who to. Bo echad v'oma ani lekachtia, and someone says, I bought it, loikol emenu. He doesn't have the power of being believed, which seems to be the exact opposite of the Hagos Maimni. And they're also quoting the Yerushalmi. The Hagos Maimni says the Yerushalmi talks about the case and doesn't say a clear conclusion, and he uses his own swara. They say the Yerushalmi says, Achas misadoisai mochad v'inideh lemi, and someone says, Ani lekachtia, loikol emenu. He doesn't have the power to be believed. So you see, says the Gaon and the Shach, that they are a different version of the Yerushalmi, so we shouldn't be following that Hagos Maimni. It's clear that the Shach and the Gaon understood the words of the Rashba that we're talking about the same case, right? And they hold this just a machlekes and different gersois. They don't say what the svara is. Why should the Yerushalmi say that is different? What's wrong with the svara of the Hagos Maimoni? L'chayr, the Hagos Maimoni's got a starker svara. The Moicha was Moide, it's not his. So what's he got to do with it anymore? L'chayr's got a good svara. Well, how will they answer this svara? They don't say. Maybe the Moicha does have some achrayas to make sure it goes to the correct buyer. Yeah? Or maybe the Moicha's worried to give it to Lekech in case someone else comes and claims it. Could be svaras, but they're a bit shver because pashtus. The Hagos Maimni svara is a shtaka svara. However, if you look in the Yerushalmi inside, it changes the entire picture. And the Maharit in Kiddushin Samach Gimel brings our version of the Yerushalmi and explains it beautifully. And according to the Maharit, as we'll see, the Hagos Maimni is correct, the Rashba is correct. All the halachas are correct, and there's no machlekes whatsoever, not like the Shach and the Gaon. So we'll have to explain what the Yerushalmi actually says, and how the Maharit explains it. And it's a very interesting inyan. The Yerushalmi is going on the Mishnah, Kidashte Esbiti. The first part of Yerushalmi brings the machlekes. Okay, it's a bit different names than the Bavli, but we paskan that he's believed, the person who claims to be the husband is believed, af lichnois, even to marry her without any other ma'aseh kiddushin. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, ne'mon lichnois, ve'ein lemeidim imenu dover acher. In this case, he's believed, but you can't learn from here any other case. Mahu ein lemeidim imenu dover acher. What does Rabbi Yochanan mean? Ein lemeidim imenu dover acher. Achas misodoisai mocharti, I sold one of my fields. One of my fields, and I don't know who to. I bought it. Lav kol heimenu. He doesn't have the power of being believed. Af b'kiddushin kein. Also with kiddushin, it would be the same thing. Achas mi benoisai kiddashti. If someone says I was mekadosh one of my daughters, and I don't know who to. Ubo echad, and someone says, Ani kiddashtia, I was mekadisha, lav kol heimenu, he won't be believed. Says the Maharit, it's clear that Yerushalmi is drawing a distinction between somebody who says, I sold one item, or I sold one of my items and I don't know which one. And the same thing applies to kiddushin as well. There's a difference, someone who says, kiddashtia is biti, in which case, somebody who claims to be the Baal is believed. And the case where someone says, the Kiddashti, one of my bonos, and I don't know which one, and I also don't remember who to. And someone says, yeah, it was me, it was that one. Then he's not believed. So when the Yerushalmi says, Ein lemeidim imenu davar acher, it doesn't mean you can't learn momenus from ishus. Yerushalmi means you can't learn other cases which sound similar from the case of Kiddashti Esbiti. You can't learn a case of Achas mi benoisai from the case of Kiddashti Esbiti. But you can apply the same din to Momonos as well, in exactly the same way as Kiddushin, maybe for different reasons. as we'll see. But the same idea. If it's a singular item that you sold, and you don't remember who to, then the likach will be believed. If you don't even remember which item you sold, and someone claims he's the likach, then you don't give it to him. So the Marit explains the long verse, and it goes like this. Let's work first with kiddushin. If someone says kiddashti esbiti, and somebody claims to be the Baal, like I said, he's risking his reputation. If he's really an imposter, and he just sees an opportunity to marry this lady that he suddenly decided he wants to marry her, he's taking a risk of being over Eshesish. So, and even if he hasn't got Yerushalayim, but his reputation is a massive risk. If someone else comes along and brings some sort of proof that he was the owner, then everyone will know that he, b'mezid, has been over Eshesish. A person wouldn't do that normally, and therefore as a chazaka he's believed. But if someone says, achas mi benoisai, the guy will be moira heta. He might be an imposter. And he thinks, listen here, I'm probably taking the panuya anyway. So I'll try my luck. I'll probably take a panuya. If someone comes along, I'll tell him it was the other one. So a person, there's a mokum here to be moira heta. Because there's a mokum to be moira heta, and people are very quick to be moira heta, we haven't got the chazaka that he's telling the truth. And therefore, he can't be believed. Says the Marit, the same is with dinim omnos. If one person comes along, there's a question about one item, and the moicha says, I sold it and I don't know who to, then the lekech, even if it's an imposter, he'll think to himself, I'll take the risk. Nah, not worth the risk. Because if somebody comes along, he can easily prove me wrong, right? He was the one who bought it. But if the person says, I don't even know what I sold, and somebody comes along and says, they've got a chance. I'll try and get one. If someone comes along, first of all, I could say maybe he bought the other one. And also, there's another svara. Here, the moicha will be a muhsa. Can your svara, Mason Chaveh, Oliver, I will apply? Because the moicha can turn around and say, listen here, I'm not sure which one to give you because one of them's still mine. So, and he's the muhsa. So to take it off the moicha in such a case, you'll need more of a proof. So therefore, you can't apply the swar of Agos Maimoni that says the lekeach can turn around to the meicha and say, you keep out of it, you've been moider, it's not yours. You can't say that by achas misodoisai, because I'm not keeping out of it, because I don't know which one. And which one are you going to take off me? You haven't proved it. So therefore, by mamas also there's a swar of achas misodoisai.
I'm still borry.
He says he's borry, but a bari won't take away from a muhsuk. You need a raya. Right? A bari won't take away from a muhsuk. You need a raya. Maybe there'll be shuas. Well, I'm not discussing shuas now. Yeah? I'm talking about the difference between a specific item and when you don't know what the item is. So now, if you look at the Lashonos HaRishonim, everything's beautiful. That goes mainly brings in the name of the Yerushalmi, someone who says Sodem Mocharti, and the person says Ani Lekachtiv. So even though it's true, he says the Yerushalmi doesn't say a maskona. Now the Yerushalmi seems to say a maskona, although the Yerushalmi doesn't actually talk it out before, which maybe that's what he meant. The din would be true, that since it was a specific sadeh, you'll believe the lekeach. But in a case of the Rashba, what's the wording of the Rashba used? Omru bi Yerushalmi, ein lemeidim imenu ledover acher, achas misodoisai mocharti. He only brings that case. One of my fields I sold. And ein yedel mi mocharti, and I don't know who I sold it to. But still, machlekes between the Rashba and the Agos Maimoni, they're talking about two different cases. One's talking about a specific field, and one is talking about when the Mocha says, I don't know which field. So mimele lefi the Maharit comes out the Ramos Psak is correct. The Rashba's Psak is correct. Shalom al Yisrael. It seems the Marit and the Gaon somehow didn't understand the Ein Lemeidin Dover Acher in the same way as the Marit. And they must have understood there is a difference between Kiddushin and Mamonos. And it's a bit shred to fit in the words of the Yerushalmi. So, my Chavrusa, Rabbi Shaw Whitman, Shlita, asked a gewaldig akasha. All this raid is in Rishonim v'Achronim about the Yerushalmi. What's wrong with the Bavli? We have a Bavli which Lechera discusses the Shaila. Where's this Bavli? In Ksubas Pehe. The Mishnah says there, the Gemara says there, by a Shchiv Mura, somebody who's lying on his deathbed and he gives instructions, and he said, Nechasai Letovia, my Nechasim should go to Tovia, and then is Nifta. And then somebody comes along and says, I'm Tovia. What's the din? We don't know if the Shchiv Mura meant this Tovia. Tovia is not an uncommon name. Says the Gemara, Shulchan Aruch, you give it to him. He's believed. There's a few cases there, so let's see the cases. Nechasai Letovia, Shulchan Aruch Reish Nun Gimel, Siv Chavtah, says, Nechasai Letovia, some Shchimra who said Nechasai Letovia, or Mason he died, Ubo Echad Sheshmoy Tovia, somebody comes along whose name is Tovia, but man, you, I'm him. I'm the one he meant. Noitlon, he takes it. Va'afilu yesh tovia acher. And even if there's another tovia around, Sharoi lehistapik boy, which comes into the question, maybe he meant him, ein mamtin loy, we don't wait, we give it to the first tovia who came along. It carries on. What happens if he's called Rav Tovia, and the Shrimra said tovia, so then we assume it's not him, unless he was so close to him on a similar level that he would have called him tovia. And what happens if two people come along, one Tamachacham, etc., there's din in there. But the basic din, if someone said Nechasa the Tuvia and someone comes along and claims to be the Tuvia, and his name is Tuvia, we give it to him. So now we have a double kasha. First of all, according to the Shach and the Gaon, how do they explain this? They held, the Halacha is not like Hagos Maimoni, they held if a person claims to be the Baya, he's not believed. For some reason, which they don't say why. But in this case of the Gemara, Bavli, about Tovia, it says clearly, Tovia is believed. That's one kasha. And also, even according to the Maharit, who says that he's believed, so, according to Maharit, he only brings from Yishami. Why doesn't he bring Bavli? Bavli says he's believed to say Tovia. And also, in the Bavli, he talks about a case where his name is Tovia as well. And what happens if his name, if you can't bring into account the name, then it's not so clear what the din would be. So what's going on? So, if you look in the Makor of the Shulchan Aruch, in the Rosh, in Ksubas, he adds an explanation. He says like this. He brings the Gemara. Someone said, Nechasai Tovia, Shoch, if he died. Also Tovia, Om Rabbi Eichnan, Harei, Bo Tovia. Ah, Tovia's arrived. Va'afilu yesh tovia acher, and even if there's another tovia, shiroi le'estapik boy, where you could consider maybe he's the tovia, lo'inotchim, we don't wait, da'omrinon, because we say, vadai zeh shebo tchila, the one who came first, vadai yoda shesedai tekroi ve'eilo v'nosna loy. Why did he hurry along? Because he was close to the person, and he obviously is under the impression that he must have met him. And therefore he's probably right. Lokach mihelovoi. In other words, we have an additional svara there, due to the circumstances, the fact that the person hurried to come along, and the Shchimra obviously was close to him, it looks like he was the right one. His name's Tovia. He hurried along. So even if there's another Tovia who didn't hurry along, he's probably meant him.
It's not cheating to say that he's a chevra man and also chapara
basbe. Yeah, Kenzai? Yeah. Kenzai? Yeah. You could have said as our swara. But you see, by called Alin Gova, that we don't really say this. It's a similar kind of swara called Alin Gova, that the one who's right put more of an effort in. So, yeah, I wouldn't have necessarily thought of this swara myself as they state the Rosh learns, that's in the Gemara. So it comes out like this. The reason why by Tovia we've got this is we've got an additional swara there, that there's a circumstances which indicate he's the right Tovia. So the Mari doesn't bother with that case. Because the Mari's talking about a case where there's no raya whatsoever, no circumstances. For that, he's got a Yerushalmi. Why does the Rosh have to come on to his Svara that the circumstances indicate it? It's because he's talking about where there's another Tuvia in town. And therefore, there's reason to suspect maybe he's not the right one. Then we have to come on to some additional reasons why to give it to this Tuvia. Masha'in came, the Gaon and the Shach will say, it depends. If there's no indication whatsoever, just the Liker comes along and claims he's the right one, we won't necessarily give it to him according to the Gaon and the Shach. But in a case where he's called Tuvia and he hurries to come, then the Gaon and the Shach will agree. So it comes out, lots of Chiluki Dinim now. That means, in a case where a Moicha says, Achas Miso Doisai, I don't know which one, I sold him something to him for £10, I don't even know which item it was in the shop, then he does not have to give the item to the Likeach, because he can say to Likeach, I don't even know what I sold to you. You have to prove something. You're the Moitzi from me. I agree, you know, you paid something £10, whether you would have to give the money back or not, McLaren, but Al Kopanim, you can't make me give a particular item.
When I go to the shop, I'm initiating the actions. Because remember, you had advertised. I've got the Yerusha advertised. I went there first. Which is different to the Tuvia, because Tuvia, we announced it. He sent the Yerusha to Tuvia, who's the first guy to come. He's initiating the call. There, I'm initiating the going.
So right. I understand, but I don't see why it should make a difference in the Tainas. Yeah, so in one case the Likeach is coming to the Moicha, in one case the Moicha has come to the Likeach, but at the end of the day they both agree that there's a suffix. So what's the difference who started the conversation? Yeah, and also I'm not sure if it's Taka talking about just that case. Maybe it's Taka made a difference. But Akubonimi comes out that in the case of Achas Misidoisai, even the Hagos Maimini will agree that you don't give it to the Likeach. In a case when it's a specific item, then Lechayra, the Ikh is like the Maharit, that you will have to give it to the Lekeach. And if there's more than one Lekeach, or something like that, or the circumstances that indicate, then it'll depend on the circumstances that indicate. If the circumstances that indicate who the right person is, even if it's not a clear right, but an indication, then even the Gaon and the Shach will agree, you give it to that person. We're just left with one Shaila, which I don't know the answer to. And that is, what's the din in the case of Achas Misodaisai, where the Moicha doesn't have to give it up, but there are circumstances that indicate that he's a Lekeach? What happens then? The case of Tuvia is when it's specific, Nechosai. The case of Achas Misodaisai, where the Moicha is a Muchsuk, we don't know if there's a Chiluk or not when the Lekeach has got some backing from the fact that he's the one who came, or whatever it is that the circumstances that indicate, or his name. Let's say the Moicha says, I remember he was called Tuvia, but I don't remember who the buyer was, but I remember he was called Tuvia. And the Likeach says, yeah, I'm Tuvia, I was the buyer. But it was a case of Achas Misodaisai. What happens then? That's not clear. So, Akoponim, you see that with all these Shailas, like everything else in Chodesh Mishpat, there's always a lot to go into, and that's the Shamish get a Siyat Shmai, it's Baskin correct.
Oh, man.